This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. In the city of Paris, the bookstore probably best known to Americans is the famous Shakespeare and Company, an English language bookshop on the Seine with lines of tourists out the door. But even in the age of Amazon, there are lots of independent bookstores in the French city. Emma Jacobs reports now on how so many booksellers survive.
This neighborhood in eastern Paris has pretty much reached peak bookshop. One nearly every other block. La Manœuvre has long shelves down the middle, tall windows. Its owner, Jérôme Cuvelier, says he did around $1 million in business last year. In 10 years, Cuvelier says he's doubled revenues. In part, he credits a French law for helping his shop and other independents. That's the Lang Law, passed in 1981. It prohibited stores from discounting the prices set by French publishers by more than 5%. Chain bookstores had just started appearing at the time. But now they can't charge significantly less for a title than a bookseller like Cuvelier. He says the law ensured the survival of the city's fabric of independent bookstores. Today, that fabric helps them to combat the online giants. The bookshops of eastern Paris have a consortium. Customers who want to order online can do so on the group site. Books get sent to the store nearest them. Cuvelier says because there are so many stores, this can be as convenient as Amazon. More recently, the French government also banned combining a book discount with free deliveries. Another blow to Amazon. The online retailer has called that discrimination against online shoppers. But there's also a cultural reason for the resilience of France's, and especially Paris's, bookshops, argues Vincent Monadet. He's president of the National Center of the Book, a part of the Ministry of Culture.
I think the law is the principal reason why we keep bookshop, but also the cultural reason is important.
The thing about the French, he says,
we love books.
And this book-loving country may also just be more attached to old-fashioned paper. While ebook sales represented more than 20% of books sold in the U.S. in 2014, they were just 3% of titles sold in France. In Paris, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.